It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. Some students going to school away from home may not know there's a way to still vote in the upcoming election. Nick Liard has more.
Not have voted in the past because they thought they couldn't outside the riding. But James Hale of Elections Canada explains they are trying to raise awareness for the special ballot.
People live busier lives. They often have conflicts with when the actual voting day is, or when the advance polls are. So what a special ballot allows you to do is take control of the process so you can vote when you want to.
The special ballot, which has been in place for some time, allows Canadians to mail in their vote to Ottawa to get counted in the election, as long as it's before the May 2nd deadline. For 91X News, I'm Nick Liard.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May made an electoral whistle stop in Belleville today. May stepped off the train to greet local supporters at the VIA station, but didn't stay for long. May's chugging along to Guildwood, Oshawa, Cobourg, Brockville, Cornwall, Dorval, and Montreal. Ontario's unemployment rate rose to 8.1% last month. That's up from 8% in February. Statistics Canada says 63,000 new full-time jobs in Ontario were mostly offset by the loss of 58,000 part-time employment positions. Nationally, the jobless rate edged down 0.1% to 7.7% last month. Many people have come to depend on their electronic gadgets, but as Karen Chase reports, a new study suggests we have a love-hate relationship with them.
You might as well face it, you're addicted to tech. A study of 1,000 college students worldwide found many reported withdrawal symptoms just 24 hours after being asked to go without cell phones, TVs, and computers. They expressed feelings of disconnection, distress, isolation, and confusion. People in the U.S. and China had the highest percentage of addictive feelings at 23 and 22%. Some said without their gadgets, they felt sick or even dead. Ugandans had the highest percentage of people who appreciated the benefits of unplugging. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The Ontario government is giving nurse practitioners the power to admit and discharge patients from hospital. Premier Dalton McGuinty will announce later today that nurse practitioners can start discharging patients this July and will be able to admit patients to hospital starting in July of 2012. Nurse practitioners can already admit, treat, and discharge patients in emergency rooms and those who are in primary care, but only doctors can discharge patients who are in hospital. The Registered Nurses Association wants nurse practitioners to admit and discharge patients to help ease congestion and prevent patients from being stuck in hospital on a weekend if they don't see a doctor on Friday. Ontario will become the first province to give nurse practitioners the additional authority, which the government says will help patients get home sooner. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Taylor Renkema with sports.
Rory McIlroy has just teed off at the Masters in Augusta after shooting a 7-under in round one. But already, KJ Chui has picked up 3 strokes on the day. He is 8-under through 9. Alvaro Quiroz of Spain opened with a bogey today, but now he's 8-under through 8. Y.E. Yang has dropped back to 6-under through 14. Canadian Mike Weir is on course after opening with a 76 yesterday. The Boston Red Sox could go 0-7 if they lose to the Yankees at Fenway Park this afternoon. The Toronto Blue Jays will get their first look at Vernon Wells in a different uniform today. The Jays are on the road for a 3-game series against the Angels. It's the first time the Jays have played against Wells since the 12-year Toronto veteran was traded to LA in the offseason. The fate of Barry Bonds now rests with a jury of 8 women and 4 men. Basketball's home run king allegedly lied to a grand jury about taking steroids. Bonds faces 4 charges and could spend up to 21 months in jail if convicted. The Wellington Dukes are hosting Oakville tonight in Game 3 action of the CJHL Buckland Cup. They will be on the road Sunday for Game 4. The Picton Pirates will travel to Alliston today to take on the Hornets in Game 2 action of the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. There's 10 games in the NHL tonight with 1 Canadian team in action. The Edmonton Oilers are hosting the Minnesota Wild. And in NBA action, the Toronto Raptors are in Philadelphia. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, clearing and a low of -3. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the afternoon and a high of 14. Sunday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers, low +4 and a high of 15. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers again, low of 14, high of 16. Right now it's 7 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Taylor Rinkema. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.